Okay, Erev Tov. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to, as we continue to study the Torah of the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berliner. And as we go each week a little bit more deeply into the Netziv, we're starting to see a little bit of a pattern. How does the Netziv operate? How does he do what he does? Some beautiful, beautiful, deep, and inspiring pieces to learn together, hopefully, tonight. Let's begin. I'd like to try to go in order, but the truth is the main, tonight's shiur, the main netziv that we're going to do is really going to be the last one. There's a lot to do. We're not going to hit all of them, but we'll try our best. So the very beginning of the parsha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit Avram Avinu. Vayiroi Elav Hashem Elanim Amrei Hu Yoshev Pesach Ol Kachom Hayom. So the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit Avram Avinu, and the pasuk states afterwards, there's two vayars. Vayisa ina vayar, v'nei shlosh anashin zon lov, vayar. So he lifts up his eyes, and he sees three people, and then it says again vayar. So Rashi comments, vayar shnei pa'amim v'amun barabba, take a look at the netziv. Vayar b'malochim vayar b'shchina. V'einu mevor kol kach, he doesn't like the simple pshat of the Medrash Rabbah. Va'od isa sham amar, im yu mechabdim zeh zeh, b'nei adam gedolim heim, ayein sham od. Listen to this. He says, what was vayar? He was looking to see if they were going to be mechabit each other. And if they were going to be mechabit each other, if these people, how you doing, Yishai Yitzchak? If they're mechabit each other, these people, they were gedolim, they were chashuva people. And therefore, since they were chashuva people, so that's what he was looking at. The first vayar was he saw the people. Then vayar, he wanted to see whether or not they were going to be chashuva people or not. So the question is, the Netziv says, what are you going to do the mitzvah hachnasas archem? What do you care whether they're chashuva people or not? That's not usual. What do you care who's coming to your house? Whoever Avram Avinu is going to look to see if they were. What's the Medrash talking about? L'chayra kasha. What? I'm only going to do chesed if the guy's an adam chashuv. What does he care how they're treating each other? Listen to the beautiful words in Netziv here. Elakacha inyan. Ba'asher shehaya Avram Avinu shakua ba'osasha ba'avas Hashem uvak polas pnei Hashchina. What was Avram Avinu doing at that moment? At that moment, Avram Avinu was shakua ba'avas Hashem. He was sitting and being nana miziv Hashchina. Kadosh Baruch Hu came to visit him. There was a special connection that they were having. Like you can imagine, if we can think nowadays, when a person would think he'd be in such a zone that he'd be like visiting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know, you can compare it to, I don't know, the middle of like Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. I don't know how we would compare it. Well, you're saying Hashem O Elokim seven times. That's the feeling that he was so ecstatic with weren't even saying anything. My Rebbe likes to say, Vayera Elov Hashem. They didn't even talk. They didn't have to talk. You know, when two people love each other, they don't even have to say words. They just can look at each other. They already know. So this is what Avram was in the middle of. Bakpolos Neshchino. Umavadshu Tanig Nifla. I love those words. Umavadshu Tanig Nifla. Aside from the fact that there's no joy, there's no Tanu that you could describe in the world that's greater, that's more elevated, that's more exalted than the Tanig of just sitting and basking in the glory of the Shechina. Tanig Nifla. Oid, who mitzvah saseva, avatas Hashem, right? So, whether you have the Hasidish approach or the Litvish approach, either there was a Tanig Nifla, that's one thing that was going on, there was also a mitzvah, the mitzvah of avas Hashem. He was observing the mitzvah, he was just sitting there, connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, observing the mitzvah of avas Hashem. Umikol makom, says the Netziv, nevertheless, like the Gemara's, he's going to quote the famous Gemara. Gemara, I think it's in Sanhedrin, or we'll see where he'll quote where the Gemara is in a minute. Nevertheless, he says, you might be engaged in the highest form of basking in the glory of the Shechina. Nevertheless, and it's a big mitzvah, Avas Hashem. You don't get too many mitzvahs bigger than that. Umikomakom! Imisrame eze mitzvah b'shah she'olam shakur b'avas Hashem mechuyov lahafsik mi mitzvah sahava. She'ein lo zman kavua v'alzeh isim, sorry, Masechet Shabbos, Perek Mefanin, gedola mitzvah hachnasas orchim, yosem yakpolos v'nei shechina. Shem al ta'anot ha'ra me'avdecha. From our parsha. You hear this? Avram Avinu, he's sitting and basking in the glory of the shechina. but there's a chance to help another Jew, he says to Rabbi Shalom, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let me go deal with the Jew. It doesn't mean that that madriga of the mitzvah that you're doing of Hachnasas Orchim is actually greater than Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, because Kabbalas Pnei Shechina is the highest madriga you could get. It's not that it's greater, but it's that the Rabbon Shalom himself wants you to stop your connection with him and to go after the mitzvah. That's what he wants. Ella, Shehi Gedola, it's greater in the sense, Lidchos, Shekachu Ritzona Yisparach, Shehi Mitzvah Masis, Docha Mitzvah Zu, She'en Lashir Uzman. Avas Hashem, the mitzvah of loving Hashem, right? They say a little bit of a joke. They say a joke. What's the riddle? A riddle. What's the bar mitzvah boy's first mitzvah that he accomplishes? What's that? We talked about it in Shir. What's the bar mitzvah boy's first mitzvah? So what do we say in Shir? Yeah, that's the simple pshat is Kriya Shema Shel Amitas. Some people want to hock around. They want to, you know, because not Kriya meaning Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Right? Night Shema, because he's going to be bar mitzvah. Right, the day starts, whenever the bar mitzvah is, the day starts at night. It's a day of mitzvah. By the way, interesting, in the Daf Yomi, recently started learning Daf Yomi in memory of my father. In the Daf Yomi, recently there's a whole Shiloh comes up, whether or not you would say bar mitzvah me'es le'es. Let's say a kid was born at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So is this bar mitzvah the beginning of the day, or is it 3 o'clock in the afternoon? That's when he actually finishes the 13 years. No, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Do you have to go me'es le'es? Right, we talked about it, Dr. Joe. And Avi. But either way, we don't paskin that way. We paskin to the day. So you'd think Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, that's the first mitzvah. So some others say, what do you mean? What do you gotta wait for Myra for? Just tell the kid, you're bar mitzvah boy now. I want you to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now. Avas Hashem. What do you gotta wait for the Myra for? Just to become the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. That's the first mitzvah. Or Yiras Hashem. There's all these mitzvahs you can do, but you don't have to wait for Myra. So Avas Hashem, this is a but he says it's Eina Kavua Lozman. So there's a rule that we have in halacha. If you have a choice to do a mitzvah that's kavua lozman versus a mitzvah that's ain kavua lozman, you always go with the mitzvah that's kavua lozman. There's a mitzvah right in front of his nose. The orchim are going to pass by. He ain't going to be able to do it. So avas Hashem, you could do it anytime. So the Rabbeinu Shalom wants you to stop, move away from him, and go do the mitzvah that's a mitzvah overis. So what does it have to do with this kasha? Oh, so look, so he says, a knesh, look what he says. He says, "Achein, right? Elish, you gedoy litcha shikachu ritzoni spark shehim mitzvah ma'ases docha mitzvah zush ein lashiru zman. The yiray me'avram v'nu shevzik me'kabalos meshini kadei lasok b'achnasas orchem uravusa ka'amar dafilu achnasas orchem shehim mitzvah kemilas chasodim. You would think whatever, it's helping out another Jew. Doicha mikol shkein mitzvah kfuah min atayru. Achein ze ein oel b'mitzvah she actually asks b'yad achirin." He says, this is only if you're needed to do this mitzvah. If somebody else could do the mitzvah just like you, so then you should stay with the Rabban Shalom. You shouldn't leave if somebody else could do it. That's a whole nother sugya. Beautiful, beautiful sugya. For those who are familiar with the sugya, Gavi, how you doing? Good to see you. If it is this the sugya of, you know, there's a sugya called We're Gonna Learn It. In Shia, we're gonna spend a lot of time on this year. Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, right? When you're involved in one mitzvah, you're exempt from another mitzvah. It's interesting that even though Talmud Torah, you would think there's no bigger mitzvah in the world than Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But the halacha actually is that Talmud Torah, you always stop to go do the mitzvah. Always. And we're going to spend a lot of time in Shia talking about this. Why is it so? It's a whole discussion, a massive sugya about why Talmud Torah. You would think that's the ultimate mitzvah that you shouldn't stop. It happens all the time. I'm sitting learning at home. There's a knock at the door. It happens all the time. It happens every day. Every day. So you would think, Osik mitzvah patan mitzvah. No, that doesn't work. Talmud Torah is the exception to the rule. We don't apply the rule of Osik mitzvah patan mitzvah by Talmud Torah. Okay. But so here he's telling you a little bit why. Why? Because Talmud Torah is all day and all night. Is all the time. Every minute is Talmud Torah. If we would apply the rule of Osik mitzvah patan mitzvah Talmud Torah, you'd never do anything else. You always be learning. You never do any other mitzvah. So we don't apply it to Talmud Torah. So he says, Avas Hashem is like Talmud Torah. It's all the time, Avas Hashem. You have to love Hashem all the time. So we don't say, Osik mitzvah part of the mitzvah, but that's only if the mitzvah can't be done by somebody else. Says the Netziv. That's what the Medrash means. They were seeing if there were Anashim Chashuvim. Because if there were Anashim Chashuvim, Avram would feel it wouldn't be nice for my servant to go do the Achnas Archim, I have to do it myself. Says the Netziv, that's why the Medrash says he was checking to see, that's the Vayar Vayar. Vayar, he saw them in Vayar, he looked carefully to see if that Nashon Chashuvim, should he interrupt his seance with the Rabbanu Shlom to go deal with the people. Ah, Harifus from the Netziv. But what's the message? What's the message? Harifus, very nice. But what's the lesson? So many lessons here. First of all, the lesson of how a person should feel when he's in the presence of the Rabbanu Shlom. A person learns Torah, he's in the presence of the Rabbanu Shlom. A person davens, when you daven Shema Yisrael, you're supposed to think you're in the presence of the Rabbanu Shlom. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're in the presence of the Rabbanu Shlom. So many places, you have a makum kadosh, kedusha. We should feel that it's a tainug nifla. That's my first limud from the Netziv. It's a tainug nifla. But even al gav the tainug nifla, even al gav the tainug nifla, when it comes to a mitzvah maisis, a mitzvah of getting your hands dirty, you tell the Rabbanu Shlom, you wait a few seconds. I got to go get my hands dirty to help a Jew. I got to go get my hands dirty. That's the big musr. If it's Yev Shalas Zayidei Echirim, so you should stick with the Rabbanu Shlom. But if it's Yev Shalas Zayidei Echirim, if you got to get your hands dirty, then you got to do it. Let's continue. And this is just the first piece, Rabbi said. It's just the first piece. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Maybe we will, skip the next piece. Let's go to Ki Yedativ. Oh, this is one of my favorite. You're not allowed to say this because all of Torah is amazing, but I say it all the time anyway, even though I'm not allowed to say it. But this is one of my favorite. The Chasam Sofer, which we learned last year, his vart on this pasuk is one of my favorite all-time varts of ever. But is such a group of funny psukim. The Rabbanu Shlom in the parsha takes his hand and he puts it to his beard and he says like this: should I tell Avram Avinu about stone or should I not tell him? Hamechasani me Avram Asherani Oseh. Should I tell him? Should I cover it over? Should I tell him? As if there's a suffix in front of the Rabbanu Shlom, he asks a shaila. The Rabbanu Shlom clears a shaila. Should I tell him about Stom or not? So we're going to talk about this. So he says, right, three reasons. Says, I apologize. I said we're going to skip it, but it's all part of the same thing. As I got confused, I apologize. Just look back to Vashem. Go back to the beginning. Who beis dino? Chaku sheroi sheloi lechasos al pishlosha tamim bedavar. Says the Netziv. As the Chasam Sofer also asks, what was the Rabbanu Shlom suffix? How could he even talk about a suffix clapping the Rabbanu Shlom? He didn't know. Should I tell Avram or not? So the Chasam Sofer has this amazing, amazing pshat about how since Avram Avinu spent all his time helping other people, he really didn't deserve the madrega of hearing about stone. But since he spent his whole life helping other people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the madrega that he would have gotten had he spent all his time just on himself artificially. That was the shaila, because he really didn't deserve it, but he decided to tell him about it because he spent his whole life helping others. And the Chasam Sofer Lishitasa all over the place where he says that Rav Moshe Feinstein says you should spend 1/10 of your time helping other people. He's arguing on the Chasam Sofer, says you should spend 100% of your time helping other people. The Chasam Sofer was always big on forget about your own learning. Just go help the world. Go teach Torah. Go teach the world. Don't worry about your own learning. It'll all come. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you bracha. That's what he brings it from this. Anyway. So the Netziv has a slightly different version over here. What was the Rabbanu Shlom suffix? He says, Chakru, Shiroi Shlo Lachasas Api Shlosha Tamim Bedavar. Three reasons why Hashem decided to tell Avram about stone. Three reasons. What was the point of telling Avram about stone? Three reasons. Number one. Tam HaEchad V'Avraham Hogil. It's right in the Pesukim. Imamish reads it right in the Pesukim. Says the Netziv, Kol ha'umos kishiyu nitzrachan ladas eze inyan behechrich lo yu mechrachan lishol ba'ov v'shar mini kishif elo yavo l'novi b'yisrael v'yagadem k'mo she'osem melech aram imelisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu amelyim yu novi la goyim nisaticha v'imkein yu nivrachim umos ha'olam bo ladas ma po'al kel. Fascinating. The first pshat says the Netziv, why did Hashem tell Avram about stone? Because Avram needs to know what's going on with the Goyim, because even the nations of the world, when difficulties and sorrows happen to them, they're supposed to go to the Jews to figure out what's happening. Okay, an interesting shot. So I need to know what's happening with the goyim. So you have to tell them because Am Yisrael is the Am HaNivchar, and Avram is the Rosh of the Am HaNivchar. So the Am HaNivchar, one of the roles the Am HaNivchar plays is to let the world know what they're supposed to be doing. Tikkun Olam. If you like that way of saying it. But in other words, we're here to fix the world. We're here to make the world a better place. We're here to care about not just the Jews, but the non-Jews also. We have to care about the non-Jewish world also. So Avram needs to know about what's going on with stone, because the non-Jewish world is supposed to come to the Jews and follow the lead of the Jews about how the world is supposed to be conducted. That's Erstens. That's number one. The Tam HaSheni, the Torah continues. Ki Yedatev. Rashi Pirish Miloshin Chiba Vayin Ramban Manirali Kamash Ma'o Miloshin Yediya Vahiroi Lichsev Hodatev. I told him about this in the Hifil. Aval Basha Yod Avram Kamen Yodim Nistarim Alpi Omol V'Yibachach Masat Torah. Now I'll tell you one of the hallmarks of the Netziv's commentary, and I often thought it's because the Netziv is a Rosh Hashiva, so he's talking to Yeshiva light, he's talking to Yeshiva people. The Netziv is always, throughout his whole commentary in Chumash, stressing the godless of Limud HaTorah, stressing the importance of Limud HaTorah, stressing the power of Limud HaTorah. And look what he says here about Limud HaTorah, unbelievable. And the truth is, that was one of the reasons I was originally not going to learn the Netziv. Everything is about the same thing, all about Limud HaTorah. But other people convinced me to do it, and so far they've been right, not me. It's not all about Limud HaTorah, it's about a lot of other things. Says the Netziv, Avram Avinu, and this is the Netziv Lishitaso. The Netziv, we've seen already in the last couple of weeks, we see the Netziv. I would have said, Yaakov is Torah, Yitzchak is Tefillah, and Avram is Chesed. That's what I would have said. But the Netziv has it not that way. The Netziv has Avram is Torah, Yitzchak is Tefillah, Yaakov is Chesed. That's the way the Netziv has it. Torah avod gemilas chasadim is Avram mitzvah Yaakov. Avram is Ekev Hashashama, Bekoli vayishmor mishmarti mitzvosai chukosai v'sorosai. Avram Avinu was the lomid HaTorah. Torah avod gemilas chasadim. Yitzchak is avoda. Yaakov, the way he took care of Lavan's sheep, the way he builds the whole thing. When we get there, we'll get to Vayetzi. We'll see that Yaakov is the Omer HaChesed. That's the way he understands. So, since Avram was the Lomed HaTorah, so when a person studies Torah and he puts an effort and energy, he ends up discovering deep, dark, mysterious secrets of Torah. That's Derech Lashon HaKodesh. He explains. V'zeh Dvar Tam HaSheni. B'asher Hu Yodeh Harbe Ba'amalo. Avram Avinu worked very hard at his own learning, at his own Torah study. Avram Avinu spent a lot of time studying Torah, because when a father studies Torah, he has what to give over to his kids. And the most important role model in a child's life is his father. And I always tell the fathers, if you want your kid to learn Torah, then the father has to learn Torah. It's not only the father has to learn Torah, but the kid has to see the father learning Torah. Al Kane Roy Legalis Lo Inyan Sheyeti Min Dvar Musr Mashlo Yuchalagia Liadia Zuaide Amol Viagia. So he says, then Siv says, even though it's true that Avram Avinu spent all this effort and energy learning Torah and he got to this Madrega that he'd be able to know what to give over to his kids, but there's some dimensions of learning that are beyond the person by himself if he doesn't have the Siyata Deshmaya, the help from the Rabbono Shlom, to give him these additional ideas. And that's what always happens when a person learns. You learn and you put in your kochos and you don't know. I mean, to me, it happens all the time. I'm preparing for a shiur. I'm saying, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? I have nothing to say. I don't know what to say. And I'm looking. And then like at the last minute, like out of nowhere, oh my gosh, I just found this unbelievable. It happens all the time. We talk about it every year. It happens all the time. It's the siyata d'shmaya that comes from the Rabbono Shlom when you just put in your effort and the Rabbono Shlom then delivers. Oh. He says, Nefesh Omol, Omol Olo. if you put in your amelos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omel for you. Kol ha'amal b'divrei Torah, ha'Torah omelos lo. Anyone who puts effort and koiches into learning Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays you back by delivering words of Torah that you didn't even know that you would discover, and additional levels of Torah that you didn't know that you would pass, that we're going to get to. HaTorah omelos lo mimokam acher, excuse me, mimokam acher, pirish. He misayatu l'davar shal yuchal agi ayidei omek iuno. Omelos lo lagi mokam acher. Vinei, says the Netziv, Yediyah zu shel Sdom, umashi higila, haya kama darki musal das derech Hashem, be'onshe rishoim, kmo zhiyuvar besamach, v'reish perek yotes, v'od kama limudim yigim ezei inyan kashivu lefnein laman hovi v'goymer. Says the Netziv, what was reason number two that Hashem told Avram about Sdom? It was A, as a reward for the effort and energy that Avram put into his own learning, that Hashem wanted to reward him and teach him about schar va'onesh, and teach him about what happens to people that don't behave in the right way. As we'll see in a moment, Hashem wasn't scared to get his hand dirty with the Rishayim. It says Vayered, the Pasuk says Vayered. We'll learn later on that Netziv says, you learn from there that a person who's in a leadership position sometimes says, I don't want to get my hands dirty with these claim chitin. I don't want to get my hands dirty. I'm going to get involved here. We have a city of stone. They need to be wiped out. They need to be taught a lesson. The world needs to be taught a lesson. I'm going to get my hands dirty with them. This was the Limud Musar, which Avram Kiyadativ. Pasuk says, I know him. I know that he studied Torah and he wants to learn all the Musar and all the ideas that he can. So I'm going to give him a little bit extra that he should learn this important Devar Musar about Sodom, so that for his own knowledge, that he should know how to conduct himself. He should know about Schar V'Onesh. This is reason number two. And reason number three, Od Tam Shlishi. Shoragaz Kedei Lohavi Alam Esh Dibei Alav. That's the end of the Pasuk. She'avam Mungoyim V'Rol Av Lochish L'Kiyumam. V'Ula Yoyil B'Tfilaso Avuram. A little bit, very similar to the first reason, but slightly different. It's very simply, why did Hashem tell Avram about stone? Because he wanted Avram to daven for stone. Because he wanted Avram to care about stone. He knew that Avram would care about stone, as we'll see in a minute, even though they weren't Jewish. But he wanted Avram Avinu because he's Av Hamon Goyim. A little bit different than the first pshat. The first pshat was he wanted the Goyim to show El Eitzah from Avram Avinu what to do in order to help themselves. This is in the other direction. He told Avram, reason number three, so that Avram should daven for them, that Avram should look out for them, Avram should try to help them. Not that they should come to him, but that Avram, you know, so says the Netziv, these are the three reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared, maybe I should tell Avram about stone. Oh, now I explained already. Erdana, that's what you just talked about. Look at this beautiful pshat. Erdana. Hashem says, I'm going to go down and check out what's going on with stone. Erdana, funny language. What do you mean Hashem is going to go down? Hashem is everywhere, right? Like they told us when we were little kids. Hashem is here. He's there. Hashem doesn't have to go down to see about stone. He's there already in stone. What's he going down? What's he going down to? He's everywhere. Oh, says that what? Oh, very good, Gavi. That's exactly the pshat. Very good. Very good. Says the Netziv, Kfar nizbar leel b'dar haflaga, inyan yurida, kan, shehu hashpalas kvoido yusbarach. Doesn't mean he actually physically went down. He didn't have to go down, he was there. But it's a lowering of Hashem's honor to deal with the dirt that was in stone. The disgustingness and the level of depravity that was existing in stone. To deal with people of nothingness. Some of us might think, what do I even need to deal with these people? I don't need to deal with these people. It's beneath my dignity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't afraid to lower himself. He had to get involved. had to get involved with these people. Either to get Avram to daven for them, to lift them up, or if Avram wouldn't succeed in lifting them up, then he's going to have to go down and punish them. He's going to have to get involved. The world needs to see. When you behave in a certain way, there's consequences. The world needs to see that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mind lowering himself to deal with these dregs of society if it would teach the world a lesson about chesed, about how to treat people, about that the world, Eretz Yisrael particularly, and the world in general, has no tolerance for a lack of chesed, for a lack of understanding, a lack of sensitivity of the type that they had in stone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not hesitate to lower himself to deal with these dregs. And one more point, and then we get to the culmination of the whole shiur. One more point, then we get to the masterpiece, the Netziv's masterpiece of the shiur. One more very beautiful point. Beautiful, beautiful point in the Netziv before we get to the masterpiece. Then we're going to skip to the masterpiece. So Avram hears about stone. Avram hears about stone, and then the Torah says, Vayan Avram Vayomer. Vayan. People don't know this. People don't know this. There's a famous principle in Shas called Shomea Ka'one. How do I know people don't know this? I mean, because I know that for many, many years I didn't know. I always translated Shomea Ka'one means hearing is like answering. Ona, like your Ona Kaddish. Anias Kaddish. Ona. Ta'ane Amen. Ona. Shomea Ka'one doesn't mean that. Shomea Ka'one means hearing is like speaking. We're going to learn the sugya in Brachas to see of Shomea Ka'one. But not only is hearing like speaking, Ona means to speak in a loud voice. That's what Ona means. Va'onisa va'amarta lefnei Hashem lekecha. Biarti ha'kodesh min abayis. Oh. So. Vayan. So Avram Avinu. So first Avram says, if there were 50 tzaddikim, would you kill them? Hashem says, no, if there's 50 tzaddikim, I won't kill them. Vayan Avram Vayomer. I just started speaking and I'm offer of eight. Listen to the Netziv on this. Unbelievable. Says the Netziv. Vayan Avram. Says the Netziv, in case you didn't know, in case you were like me, who didn't know what this word meant. Stam aniya mashma'o bikol rum. Says the Netziv, aniya means bikol rum, loud. Kedisa besoita daf lamed beiz omen beiz. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai oimer. Omer adam shvacho bikol namach. Ugenuso bikol rum. Gemara in Sota says, a person is supposed to say, when he's talking about his own praises, how great he is, he's supposed to speak in a soft voice. And when he's talking about how bad he is, the things he does wrong, he's supposed to talk in a loud voice. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? Shvacho b'kol namach mi vidui meiser. Pirush Rashi mi diloksiv be'aniyah. By vidui meiser, biyarte ha'kodesh min abayis in Parshas Kisavo, it doesn't say va'anisa, that you say it in a loud voice. So there you're talking about how vidui meiser, vidui, right? I didn't give meiser, I gave it, I did what I had to do. So there, you know, you're coming to say, Hashem, don't suspect me of not giving my meisers because I gave them. So that you're supposed to say in a soft voice. Ugenuso mikol ram, I'm sorry, right. I said it wrong. So again, so how do you know you're supposed to say the good things about you in a soft voice? Because when you say vidui meiser, you say biyata kodesh min abayis Hashem, I already gave all my trumas, my meisers, I gave everything. So you're saying good about yourself. So since you're saying good about yourself, you're supposed to say it in a low voice. Ugnuso b'kol rami mikra bikurim. Arami ovid avi vayerid mitzrayim. We're talking about our lowly history. My father was a wandering Aramite or Lavan. Whichever pshat you say, Arami ovid avi, it starts with the gnus. How do I know you're supposed to say gnus b'kol ram? Because there the Torah starts off and says, v'anisa v'amarta. V'hine, Avram Avinu spala b'lachash, k'din tfila. When Avram Avinu started davening, he started davening softly. Because when you're talking to the master of the universe in tefillah, you're not going to yell and scream at him. You can't yell and scream at the master of the universe. You got to talk softly. You got to talk respectfully. That's why tefillah is tefillah balachash. Says that it's Iv. But after Hashem said, yeah, for 50 I would do it. But now Avram is going to be a Baal Chutzpah and say, okay, Ribbono Shel Olam, we have a deal at 50. Do we have a deal at 45? Says the Netziv. Avin Nispal Balachash Kedin Tvila. Okay. Kishirat Salachsa Lavakish Vihirgish She'ein Zemi Derech Hamus Elios Libo Gas Kol Kach Lefnei Hashem. Avram Avinu realized that if he's going to come back and come back at the Ribbono Shel Olam a second time, this is a chutzpah. This is really not nice. It's really chutzpahdik. So really, he should have, if the first Dibur was quiet, so how much more so should the second one be quiet? But look at the beautiful words in the Tziv. Avol midas hachemla v'rachemim gavra alav. Al kein herim kol b'chia. V'omar divrei pius l'chvodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow. Says the Tziv. Avram, who felt so deeply and cared so much for the pain of Goyim, forget about the pain of Jews, Goyim Rishayim, he was so moved, he was so broken over what he saw was about to happen to stone, he had no choice but to cry out, to scream out to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, please, Vayan Avram, Vayomer, please, don't only do it for 50. Even though I know this is a chutzpah to be asking you. He couldn't help himself. His love and his care and his concern for Goyim was so deep and so profound that he had to yell out and scream. Wow. This is a real Manig Yisrael who feels not only the pain of every member of Klal Yisrael, he feels the pain even of the non-Jews. I remember Rav Schechter telling us that there was, I think maybe he was sitting in Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's shir, and so one day the boys came to shir. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was a Rebbe in YU at the time, and the boys came in, and Rav Aaron starts the beginning of shir and he says as follows, you know, there's a country in Africa that they're persecuting and they're persecuting their people, and there's a demonstration at the UN today that the dictator in Africa is doing it. We're not having shir today. We're all getting on the train and we're all going downtown and we're going to the UN. And the kids are like, what? But Rav Aaron couldn't, how could I sit still and teach a shir when there's genocide going on with the Goyim? If I can do something to help the Goyim in the middle of Africa, we're not going to learn today. We're going to go downtown and we're going to say there's evil happening in the world. There's Jews and there's Goyim that need to be helped. We're going to go down and help. Oh, but now we get to the final piece. There's more. Ofer Ve'efer is unbelievable. I'll just tell you very quickly. Ofer has no parents. Ofer has no children. Ofer is dirt. Didn't come from anything. It was created as dirt. But it gives birth to everything. It has no parents and only gives birth. Ofer came from something, but it can't give birth to anything. So Avram Avinu was saying, Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not asking you because of his chus avos, and I'm not asking you because of the chus of my kids. I'm asking you just you. Just because of your own chemla. Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer. Moiridik in the tziv. No chus avos here, no kids. Anyway, but that's... Oh. But now let's get to the... You got to turn to page... I don't know what number page it is. Vayikra Avram is Shem B'no Hanolad Lo Ashayod Lo Sar Yitzchak. This is an unbelievable piece of Netziv. This is an unbelievable... Again, the lesson is very, very simple, but the way the Netziv weaves this tapestry of this lesson is next level. This is next level Netziv we're about to witness. Here we go. Ready? Try to stick with me. Yitzchak. Yadua Shehu Al Shem Hatzchok. Everybody knows that Yitzchak was called Yitzchak because of the laughing. The David HaMelech Pirush B'Tehillim Kufay Ushvoso LeYitzchak. Amnam Chazal Barabba Medrash Rabba Husifu Upirshu Yitzchak. And here's the key point that I want you to think about. So is Yitzchak is the Tzchok. Yitzchak, Tzchok. However, Medrash Rabbah says, Yitzchak means Yatza Chok La'olam. Yitzchak is Yatza Chok. What does Chok mean? We just had in the Daf Yomi, in the last Masechta. Chok, Uvemes Yesh Lavin, Mizeh Gufa. Shadavad Amar Baruch Kodesh Pam Yitzchak. Divrei Yomin says Yitzchak. Mizeh Muchach Sheyesh Bezeh Hashem Shtei Kavanos. We're not going to get into that so much. But let's look at the next point. With Chila Yesh Lavin Apirish, Yatza Chok Lom. That's the part that I want. By the way, this is the Netziv and the Harchev Dover. This is not the Hamek Dover, it's the Harchev Dover on this Pasuk. Chof Aleph Kim. What does it mean, Yatza Chok La'olam? Listen to this. Shehu Lishna Dimizone. So Chok means mazon, food. Like the Pasuk says, Hatrifeni Lechem Chuki. That Chok is food. Kedisa Beitza, Perek Beis. Martin Beitza says that Chok, Rabbi Storch likes to say, that the reason why Chok is food is because, and that's very related to this whole point, is a person should think that all the food that you get is a Chok. Whatever food that you get, it's a chok. It doesn't make sense, right? We work for a living. We think, oh, I'm the one bringing in the chok. I'm the one bringing in the food. It's a chok. It makes no sense. You have people who work very little and make a lot. People who work a lot and make a little. It's a chok. It is not rational. And that's actually going to be very beautiful in the whole pshat that the Netziv is going to say here. Behind them. Mishum de Yitzchak ha-Yisoyed le-Parnasa b'ashkacha pratis al Yisrael. Yitzchak, through his tefillah, as we've seen the last few weeks, Avram is Torah, Yitzchak is tefillah, and tefillah brings parnasa. Tefillah brings parnasa. Bashkocha pratis ha'yisrael. Ukemosh kasavti reish pashas lech lecha. Ula halon mem vava pasakal. Uvakama makonis. Vehera kodesh baruch hu b'lein. That's Yitzchak. Listen to this. Oifan parnasa sisrael kasher you who are. Listen to this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the birth of Yitzchak, shows you what is a Jew's perspective about Parnassah supposed to be. By looking at how Yitzchak was born and the events surrounding Yitzchak born, Yitzchak is Tefillah, and Tefillah is the Yisod of Parnassah. By watching how Yitzchak was born, you could see how a Jew is supposed to treat his Parnassah. Hashem makes such a big deal out of the fact that Sarah left. Hashem gets angry at Sarah. This is not nothing. It's obviously a lesson for us. In order for me to explain to you why did Sarah laugh and why did Hashem get angry at Sarah laughing, it's such a strange part of the Chumash. What's going on? He says the whole key to understanding this is a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Aleph, pasuk Beis and Gimel. Pasuk and Beis and Gimel. Now you have to be the Netziv to have this Bekiyas, to know this Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu Nav, Habitu El Tzor Chutzavten, look at the rock that was hewn, that was chiseled out, the El Makeves Bor Nukarta, and the well that was dug. Who's the rock? That's Avram. Who's the well? That's Sarah. That's the next Pasuk. Habitul Avram Avichem El Sarat Cholalchem Ki Echa Karasav Avachir Var Beit Nicham Hashem Tzio Nicham Kol Chavosea, etc. Him Shal Navi Es Avram Vinu Letzur Chotze Vesari Meinu Lebar Noker. Says the Netziv. Now I'm going to say a little bit outside, so that we're not only reading inside. Oh well, we'll do it inside. Why not? Hainu, he says there's two different kinds of miracle. If you could chisel water out of a rock, now that is a miracle, obviously. But if you find a well, okay, you have to dig to find it. It was a miracle to find it. But once you find it, you expect to find water in a well. That the miracle is not so much in the actual drawing water from a well. Mishat Sami Lamayim. The Korah Bor, who was down in front of Shemotzah, my Insepela, El Al Shemotzah Lechros Mokomokar. Okay, you got lucky, you dug in the right spot. Once you find the right spot, it's no longer a pella that it produces water. If you chisel out a stone and you bring water out of the stone, that's a pella. So too was the birth of Yitzchak. Avram was an old man. To get kids, to get a Yitzhak out of an Avram is like getting water out of a rock. But Sarah got her youth back. She was Pirsanida. So yeah, it was a chiddush that she got her youth back. But once she got her youth back, it makes a lot of sense that she gave birth. So that's what Sarah said. So says the Netziv. When Sarah first heard Hashem telling Avram he was an average kid, Sarah said, great, Hashem does miracles, awesome. But then in this week's parsha, she says, she laughs. Wait, I got my youth back. He didn't get his youth back. So then she lost a little bit of that trust and emunah that Hashem just does miracles, and she thought it was going to be b'derech hateva. She thought it was going to be b'derech hateva because she got her youth back, so it was like a bore. It's not like drawing water from a rock. It was going to be like drawing water from a bore, so it's going to be b'derech hateva. But what about Avraham Avinu? How's this going to work? So she left. She couldn't believe it. That's what the Netziv said. After she got her youth back, she said, oh, Hashem's not going to do this through a miracle. It's going to be through natural means. So how in the world is Avram going to be part of this? He's a rock. I'm a well, but he's a rock. Says the Netziv, this is exactly the problem that we have with Parnassa, and this is exactly the way Tefillah and Parnassa works. And that's why Yitzchak is the Amidat Tefillah, he says. The way Yitzchak's birth went down, that's the challenge of the bitachon hishtadlus, parnasa versus tefila versus my own ability to bring it. That's exactly the challenge of parnasa. That if people would realize that it's totally my maisim tovim and mitzvos that bring me parnasa, and if people would realize that it's totally my tefila, of course, Kamenetsky believes, of course, we have to make hishtadlus. You got to get a job. If Hashem has nothing with which to help the bracha bichal, you got to get a job, you got to make your ishtadlus. But it's not your ishtadlus that's bringing the chuki. It's a chok. It's tefillah. That's Yitzchak, the birth of Yitzchak. And because, the Netziv even goes so far as to say, because Sarah didn't have a certain, again, on her madrega, we don't know, we're talking about big madregas here, but on her madrega, she, Epis, had a little riffian in realizing it was all miracles, and she thought, oh, maybe it was going to happen in natural means. That's why we had all the problems with Hagar and Yishmael and the Goyim, because we started thinking that it was going to be more natural. So now we're in the land of the Goyim. We're in the land of too much Hishtadlus, not enough Bitachon. If you're in the land of everything's B'derech HaTeva, well, B'derech HaTeva, the Goyim are going to be able to attack us. They're going to be able to not understand. I'll just do a little bit more inside. V'hainu. I have to finish up. Shemizeh shiratzak hashbok here leidas yitzchak v'zeh oifen muvan. Shekmochin iker parnasas Yisrael haba ayde hashkacha pratis kainu hainu reishis hashbaz Hashem hu nisi mishum sheba al pi maisam shel adam. We get parnasa based on our actions. V'zeh eno teva harigil ayde koich v'leches. It's not the stars. Kachas Ramban, the famous Ramban, that everything is nisim nistarim. Doesn't make sense that we keep the Torah, Hashem's going to be good to us. Doesn't make sense like that. That's why we dive in. That's what we say every day in Shemoneh. Right? I once heard from, I read Reb Shimshon David Pinkus says, why do we say Oz Yashir in Davening Shachris every morning? Everything else is Tehillim. Oz Yashir, what's it doing there? He said, did we experience a Kriyas Yamsuf this morning? Said Rav Shimon. He goes, yes. You open up your fridge and it's filled with food. You open up your pantry closet. And that's it. That's a nace. That's great. Gemara says, M'sachem Kuf Yud Ches. Gadol Bezonos of Shal Adam Ke Kriyas Yamsuf. That it's a miracle like Kriyas Yamsuf. Rav Shimon Dovah Pingas. Vena, come on, a Nisim Niglim. It's not a nace Golub. And it's like chiseling water out of a rock. Like was Yitzchak's birth from Avram Avinu. That's the parnasa, like getting water out of a rock out of an old man. An old man being able to have a child. That's the way we're supposed to look at parnasa. Mash'en kein sof ma'aser parnasa ba'idei ishtadlus adam yisra. Or is it kisof leidas Yitzchak, which was like a boar. V'nechse o davgav shebe'ez sheshama sar me'avram sheteleid. Because she didn't laugh at all. She believed Hashem could do a miracle. However, after she got her youth back, then she started having doubts. Gila ha'ona shachaka she'olda v'noda la b'birah she'kenu yikomakam adayin lo haminu umas ha'olam kol kach v'zei garm laharbi moras nafsha ad she'behem she'chayam mevinu ha'kol v'aminu kikenu uv'yoser be'ez she'osef avram maholid harbi banim miktura v'svad la'kol she'v'zchus yitzak v'no she'osar anasa ha'nes she'yehei ha'tsur molid gam umas ha'olam. And that's why we have all these problems, he goes on to say, with the umas ha'olam. But anyway, what a pshat. Again, the message is a simple one, but how he got there, all what he took us on, the pasuk in Yeshayahu, unbelievable. Avram was from the rock, and Sarah was the boar, and Avram is the miraculous, and Sarah is more b'derech hateva. Wow. But what's the lesson? What's the lesson? The lesson is a very simple lesson, a lesson we speak about all the time. We have to realize everything we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we have to do hishtadlus, we have to try to work, but the ikar is the tefillah. That's what Yitzchak's whole life was about, tefillah. Yitzchak lasuach basada, he was a mespalel, he was so connected, he was after all a carbon. Yitzchak was a carbon. He was a carbon, he was avoda, he was a carbon. He symbolizes for us the koach ha-tefillah, the koach of carbon that we have to realize. That it's all tefillah, it's all our maisim, it's everything. Of course you got to make a shtadlus, you got to get a job, you got to get an education, you got to take your math classes seriously, and your science classes seriously, and English. All of it is important, you have to do it. We have to get a parnasa, you have to get a job. We have to realize that we can't get too carried away. And again, on her level, we're no one to say, but the Nitziv says, you don't need the Nitziv, the Chumash says, Hashem got angry. Lama zet tzacha kasara. So the Nitziv understands, lama zet tzacha kasara. That Sarah thought it was going to be too much b'derech hateva. She didn't have enough emuna that it was going to all be the miraculous. So hopefully, we learned a whole bunch of things. What did we learn this week? We learned about tachan and ishtadlus. We learned about the tainug nifla of connecting to Hashem, but the mitzvos maisius trump even the tainug nifla, the mitzvos maisius. We learned about. We learned about how Klal Yisrael is responsible not only for the Jewish people, we're responsible for the world. Tikkun Olam. We're responsible to the Goyim. We're responsible to make the world a better place for the Goyim also. We're responsible to care about the Goyim, to daven for the Goyim. Avraham Avinu, the Koach HaTfilah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't scared to get his hands dirty to teach Avraham a lesson. We learned about the Koach of Talmud Torah, that because Avraham Avinu engaged in his own Torah, ki yidativ lamanashe yitzavas on his base. So Avraham Avinu learned because he wanted to be a good father. He wanted to have what to teach his kids. So let me give him a little bit more to teach his kids about Tzchav Onesh. So many beautiful lessons. I hope that we can take these lessons into account. We should strengthen our tefillah, strengthen our chasadar maisim tovim. Until that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will once be, one more it'll be, ki basi based tefillah yikari l'chol ha'amim. We should be zochet to see that house. That's the Beis HaMikdash wasn't just for Jews. Ki beisi beis tefila yikari l'chol ha'amim. It's going to be for all the goyim. So there's this message a little bit. The Nitziv has a very... By the way, remember the first Nitziv we did? About Sefer HaYashar? Sefer HaYashar, the Nitziv says, Breish Kosim, because it has to do with the non-Jews too. We have to care about the world being a better place, not just for Klal Yisrael. We have to care about the non-Jews too. Thank you very much for coming. We should have a wonderful week.